A selection from To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Walter poured the syrup on his vegetables and meat with a generous hand. He would probably have poured it into his milk glass had I not asked what the Sam Hill he was doing. The silver saucer clattered when he replaced the pitcher, and he quickly put his hands in lap. Then he ducked his head. It was then that Calpurnia requested my presence in the kitchen. She was furious, and when she was furious, Calpurnia's grammar became erratic. When she squinted down at me, the tiny lines around her eyes deepened. "There's some folks who don't eat like us," she whispered fiercely. "But you ain't called on to contradict them at the table when they don't. That boy's your company, and if he wants to eat up the tablecloth, you let him. You hear? He ain't company, Cal. He's just a Cunningham. Hush your mouth. Don't matter who they are. Anybody sets foot in this house, your company. And don't you let me catch you remarking on their ways like you were so high and mighty. Your folks might be better than the Cunninghams, but it don't count for nothing the way you're disgracing them. If you can't act fit to eat at that table, you can just sit here and eat in the kitchen." Calpurnia sent me through the swinging door to the dining room with a stinging smack. I retrieved my plate and finished dinner in the kitchen, thankful, though, that I was spared the humiliation of facing them again. I told Calpurnia to just wait. I'd fix her. One of these days, when she wasn't looking, I'd go off and drown myself in Barker's Eddy.